All right. So this was for community members, people who have concerns, people who have been displaced. What were some of the questions and concerns you heard during this meeting?
I mean, the biggest question, of course, that you heard over and over was, when do we get to go back to our houses? Basalt and Rural Fire Protection District Chief Scott Thompson and Basalt Police Department Chief Greg Knott, and both of them were very clear in saying this fire is erratic and they just are unable to predict when people are going to be able to go home. They emphasized that neighborhoods have to be safe for, you know, things like gas and electricity, that the trees in the neighborhood have to be safe. And this also affects evacuations. They're just really unable to let people know who might be evacuated next.
Kristen, what did you hear about how long this fire might last, how long it will be until it's all out and safe again?
The district ranger for the White River National Forest, Karen Schroyer, was at the meeting because the fire has spread to National Forest land just this afternoon. She said, this is not going to go out quickly. This is probably going to be weeks long, that we really are going to need a weather event to help put a fire like this out.
We heard earlier that the cause of this was people at the gun range in Basalt using some trace bullets. Did that come up? How could this happen? Did that come up during the meeting?
Yes, definitely. Another kind of surprise guest at this briefing was Perry Will. He's the CPW Area 8 manager, and that would have been his office. It sounds like three calls went to about shutting down the range, and he started by saying, of course, everyone's wondering why it was still open. He says appropriate shooting doesn't cause fires. Even though the range is not supervised, lots of shooting was taking place the whole day that it started without issue. However, he did say any shooting range within CPW land is now closed after this fire. And this was the most tense moment of the community meeting. People were really hot, lots of hands in the air, lots of mumbling, people wondering, you know, how long does it take to respond to a call? There had been calls last week about whether to close that range. And they kind of had to move the meeting on because so many people had questions for him. And it does sound like, you know, the two suspects in the fire who were using the trace bullets are being charged with fourth degree arson at this point. But it sounds like there could be more charges forthcoming.
How is this being taken statewide? Has the governor weighed in? We have some other fires going around the state. Are we able to get more resources from the state of Colorado to help with this fire?
The Eagle County Board of County Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry was here to kind of speak to that. She said the governor has declared a state of emergency as of this afternoon. Also, the 415, I mean, we have lots of fires burning in Colorado right now, and the 415 fire in Durango, which has been the big one, is winding down. And so we're able to get some resources, some trucks and some teams from both that declaration of a state of emergency and from that 415 fire. And it sounds like this started kind of under the Basalt Police and the Basalt Fire Department's command, and now it's gone to the state. And they will get some resources federally, but they're not quite sure if it will be managed at the federal level.
Any other moments during this press conference? Of course, what a great outpouring that most people wanted to ask how they can help, and even that emotional moment from Mayor Jackie Whitsitt saying, hey, we're all neighbors here.
Right. It feels like the community is real, that this is going to be a long-term thing, and that they're really ready to support each other. I mean, a lot of people are following this on social media, and you can see people are offering their homes, offering transportation. It sounds like RAFTA reached out to see if they could help with transportation in any way. So lots of organizations and businesses and individuals pulling together, but it could be a long haul.
Kristen, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks, Allison.